Neil Jones, Sean Rogers, the review. And we'll start with what is probably the most interesting aspect of the selections. Neil, the manager brings Wijnaldum, goes with Wijnaldum, Keita and Henderson, but he keeps Henderson where he was. Yeah. He doesn't move Henderson, which I think is firstly part of how you see his decision making go. The manager likes to clarify things in his own mind and clarify things in the minds of his players. But to me, that was quite the vote of confidence in what Jordan's been doing.
Yeah, definitely. And it was made sense, doesn't it? You know, if you've got a good thing going, you don't really want to mess it up. And Jordan has been excellent in that more roving midfield role than we're used to. And also, we saw at the start of the season that Wijnaldum is pretty accomplished in that holding role as well. He can do things that maybe Henderson can't do, maybe Fabinho can't do a little bit as well, in terms of tighter spaces, to navigate out of it. And I think he did that a couple of times, actually, I can recall in the game. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised. I put the graphic up. I always do a team graphic before we start, and when the team comes out, and it has to be in formation. And I put Wijnaldum in there, and a lot of people were saying, oh, no, it'll be Henderson, surely it'll be Henderson back in the number six. But I just thought, if I was a manager, and Sean will, you know more about this than me. If I was a manager and I had a player playing really well in the number eight, I wouldn't be moving him anytime soon. You know, even if I'd move him to the bench maybe and then bring him on in that position like he did in Porto, but I wouldn't be switching him back in, because I think Henderson's benefited from the clarity of his role, and I don't think it's worth muddying the waters at this stage.
Nice praise. I wouldn't bet on me knowing more, though, to be fair on that one.
I meant the me, not Klopp.
I would say is a bit unfair on me. Did he say anything come out about Lovren, Neil, in terms of what's going on there and Fabinho not starting? I assume Fabinho just was rested.
Yeah, I think Fabinho was just a rotational decision. No, I wasn't in Klopp's press conference myself. I went and did the mix zone instead, but Lovren illness and Joe Gomez being there and able to play in two positions, I think, helps. And Fabinho being on the bench is actually a centre back option if needed as well.
Are they classing it as a concussion, the Fabinho one, or is it just that he's been subbed off and he's got, because normally there's that you're not going to play for X amount of days after a concussion?
He walked through the mix zone, and we asked him, he doesn't speak great English, but we asked him, you okay? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. And I think he put a post on social media, didn't he, saying, I'm fine. I think he'd be in contention for Huddersfield. Cool. He didn't seem, you know, he didn't. I don't know how I expect him to walk out. But put it this way, Andy Robertson looked in a worse state than Fabinho when he walked out. Robertson seemed like he had blisters or something on his feet. You know, he had that sort of that definitely that sore toes walk that we know about.